This is Joanna Schrader reporting for eggwire.com, and I am at eggcareers.com HR and Food Roundtable in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am with Ashley Heil. Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Well, Ashley, it was so great for you to be here. You had some great advice on the panels. Even though I'm not a human resources person, I do work with a lot of people in the industry. And you were up here kind of giving your voice on how recruiters should be working with you and companies should be working with you to engage you and considering working for them. So my first question is, first off, is Ashley, tell me a little bit about yourself and how did you get interested in agriculture?
My whole life has been revolved around agriculture, from owning my own business with rabbits since I was little on up, and then now working on a 500 cow dairy farm. And it just has expanded. That's how I get involved with agriculture.
That's awesome. So how are currently you're in University of Wisconsin, River Falls, I'm sorry. How are companies beginning to reach out to students such as yourself to let you know about them?
The biggest way companies are reaching out is going ahead and coming to club meetings and getting on campus, doing stuff directly with the students and communicating with them. They're coming to job fairs, and then most importantly, you know, getting into clubs that relate specifically to their business. So if it's agriculture, getting into an egg club. If it's art something, get into those graphic design clubs.
So is it the same sort of philosophy for you when you're trying to meet companies? You engage in the different kind of clubs and things of the industry you want to be in? And then what other things are you doing to learn more about companies you might want to work for?
When looking for companies I want to work for, I meet them at different clubs, or I invite them to come to our club meetings as an officer. And then I also go ahead, I search websites. I look at eggcareers.com, and I go to Hire a Falcon, which is the River Falls hiring site, and I just use those resources.
So for you personally and those friends you have that are also looking for jobs soon, what have you noticed that recruiters are doing well, and what are a few things that you think they could do better?
The best thing that recruiters are doing now is just getting out there and being one-on-one interaction. It's different if you feel like you're just a number, but when you get that one-on-one feeling, you're really connecting, and that's the importance.
Well, what about the clubs? I mean, have you noticed that they're really engaging with you on campus outside of the career fairs, or do you feel maybe that's an element that they could really do better at?
I think that every organization could do better in coming to clubs. Not a lot of them are involved with clubs on campuses and that, because as an employer, they might feel like it's a waste of time to send someone to see 30 students, but those 30 students might be who you want to hire in the future. The people that show up to those clubs when they know you're coming, those are the people that really want the jobs with you, so that's an important connection.
Well, Ashley, how are you currently using eggcareers.com to help you right now and in the future? And I should ask really quickly, when are you graduating?
I graduate in this December, and I use eggcareers to find the current internship that I've had. It was posted on there, along with for different stuff like for the future. Right now I'm looking at different full-time positions at eggcareers and looking as to what they have to offer based off their site.
And in closing, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to have you finish the question. I wish I could tell an employer.
I wish I could tell an employer to think about what we're thinking as students, and think that a lot of them aren't as outgoing in that, and so to just kind of break that shell, get to know who we really are.
Well, Ashley, I haven't been able to spend much time with you, and I already think you're awesome. And I hope a lot of employers listen to this interview, because I think they should fight over you this December. So good luck when you graduate.